And following NPR, time for state and local stories here on WMOT. Work on the new $194 million Nashville Federal Courthouse is moving ahead. Site prep work is already underway, architects have delivered plans, and bidding has been narrowed down to three contractors. Stephen C. Smith is a Washington, D.C.-based General Services Administration project manager for the construction. He says a number of security features are being built into the facility, including what he describes as a curtain wall that will stand along the building's curved front entrance facing Church and 7th Streets.
We always introduce security features, but we try to do it in a way that it doesn't make our buildings look like fortresses. So it's kind of all behind the scenes, whether it's blast resistance or whatever the requirements are.
The new federal building will include 8 courtrooms and chambers for 11 judges. A number of federal agencies will also make the facility their mid-state home.
The U.S. District Court, U.S. Probation, the U.S. Marshals Service, obviously, the Office of the U.S. Attorneys, the General Service Administration, and potentially members of Congress.
The general contractor will be named in December or perhaps early January. Construction is slated to start in the spring with a completion date of 2021. If you'd like to get an occasional update on the project, browse by the website gsa.gov/courthouseconstruction. The Nashville Federal Courthouse will be named for the late attorney, actor, politician, and Tennessean Fred Thompson. That's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee News every hour at 4 minutes past on Roots Radio.